Owning a home is a goal for many people. It's a great feeling when you own your own home, put down roots, and plan for the future. Sometimes people run into obstacles, though, or hardships, and it could threaten home ownership. But there's help in all 58 counties in California. And we are joined by Marketing and Public Affairs Director from Keep Your Home California, Steve Gallagher. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. You know, when you get a home, it is so amazing to have your home, and sometimes a hardship happens and there you are. And so can you tell us about Keep Your Home California?
Sure. Yeah. And you are absolutely right. There's always unforeseen things that seem to come up, and it can affect your ability to pay your mortgage and stay in your home. So what we have is foreclosure prevention programs called Keep Your Home California. That's the umbrella for all five of our programs. And I know we'll be talking about each of them in a little bit. But essentially, what Keep Your Home California tries to do is prevent those avoidable foreclosures, keep people in their homes, keep homeowners as homeowners, and help stabilize communities. The program is administered by the California Housing Finance Agency, which is where I work, but the program is actually a federally funded program. We got the funding from U.S. Treasury.
Got it. And you know, it helps the local economy. Like you said, it keeps neighborhoods intact and helps people, helps communities. And so was this created after the financial crisis in 2008, 2009? Is that when this happened?
You are absolutely right. When that all happened, the federal government designated 19 states hardest hit by the foreclosure crisis. Basically, it was 19 states that had high foreclosure rates and high unemployment rates. And those 19 states received funding from what they call the hardest hit fund. California was the hardest hit of all the states. So we actually received the most funding from the federal government. We got a total of $2.36 billion. That's billion with a B in terms of the funding that we actually received from U.S. Treasury. And we got those funds to implement foreclosure prevention programs. And I think something that was really smart by the federal government when they did this was they recognized that there wasn't going to be a one-size-fits-all approach that they could implement from the federal level to make it work for each state. You know, there might be different circumstances in California versus Georgia versus Rhode Island. So what they did with these states was they gave the money to them and they said, go implement programs that's going to help address the issues in your state.
Yeah. So they gave the state control because it's different everywhere. And like you said, in California, we were hit really hard here and things are recovering now, but still people need help. Hardships happen. And this is a free assistance program, right? Free mortgage assistance.
You are correct. It is a free program because it is a government program. And there are a lot of great free resources that are out there available, like Keep Your Home California. But yes, we get that question quite often. You know, is this one of those things where I'm going to have to pay to apply or get, you know, a new loan and I'm going to have to pay for that? No, this is a government program. It's assistance. It's financial assistance to help you remain in your home. And the reason it's free is because is taxpayer funding. You've already paid into this and it's helping everyone, not just the homeowners that avoid the foreclosures. It obviously helps them, but it also helps the surrounding community. And it's definitely something that has a wide ranging impact and it's to everybody's benefit that we prevent foreclosures.
Yeah. So no cost. So if someone is saying they want to charge you for this, don't do it.
That's one of the most important things that people need to understand, because unfortunately, there are a lot of bad guys out there that are still trying to take advantage of people. Even all these years later, after, you know, the worst of the financial downturn, there's still people out there that are preying on others that are in desperate situations. And it's really quite sad. I mean, they will come over to them and say, hey, I can get this foreclosure stopped for you. Just pay me $3,000. And when you are at the end of your rope trying to save your home, I mean, there's a lot of people that they scrape together, they find a way to pay that person, and then they disappear and they never actually help them. So if there's something that I could get through to your listeners, you know, that they do not need to pay for this type of assistance, whether you're applying for Keep Your Home California or you're looking into other options, do not pay anybody for mortgage help.
Excellent advice. And are there income requirements for this?
There are. So Keep Your Home California can provide up to a total of $100,000 in assistance. And we help in a variety of ways, but there is eligibility criteria in order to qualify for the programs. And you hit on one of the most important ones, which is the income requirements. These programs were designed for low to moderate income homeowners. Mm-hmm. Now, low to moderate income, it varies by county. It's all based on area median income. So for example, in the Los Angeles area, it's just about $91,000 is what we consider the cutoff for moderate income. So if you have a household income of $91,000, it's $91,643 to be precise, mm-hmm. $91,643 or less as your household income, you could qualify for these programs.
Wow. So that's generous, actually. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Oftentimes people are surprised to hear what the limits are. They're larger than they think, because I think a lot of times people associate programs like this with low or very low income. And we can certainly help low and very low income people. We've helped quite a few in those situations. But we also recognize that, you know, there's folks that are middle class families, you know, that are trying to save their home. When something happens beyond their control, the circumstances that occur that come up out there, they don't treat you better or worse based on your income situation. So for those that don't have, that aren't, you know, very wealthy or well to do, they usually don't have the resources. And so that's why we have these programs in place to help out.
That is great. And so how does the program work? Can you talk a little bit about that? Unemployment, I know that's one of the hardships.
Real quick before I get into that, because you mentioned the word hardship, and that kind of ties in with the eligibility criteria. And so we talk about low to moderate income. There is a couple other things. I mentioned how it's for homeowners, so we don't have any rental assistance. This is also help only for your owner-occupied residence. So if you have another home that you own, let's say an investment property or a vacation home, you're not going to be excluded from getting help on your home. We just can't provide any assistance to help you with the home that you don't live in. Mm-hmm. Your servicer, which is the company you make your mortgage payments to every month, they need to participate in our program in order for you to qualify. We have over 270 servicers signed up with us. It covers something like 95% of the mortgages in the state. So odds are that your servicer is on our list and is participating. And then back to that word that you said, hardship right there, that might be the most important thing in terms of qualifying for these programs. You need to be able to demonstrate a financial hardship that negatively affected your ability to pay your mortgage. What that means is something happened beyond your control. There's a lot of things that can qualify for hardship. One of the most common ones that you mentioned is unemployment, but it can also just be loss of income. Maybe you didn't lose your job, but your hours were cut. So the loss of income can be a hardship. It can be divorce or death in the family. It can be extensive medical bills that came up and then you had to pay for those and you weren't able to keep up on your mortgage. So there's a lot of different things that can qualify. And one other point I want to make on that front is you do not have to already be behind on your payments in order to qualify for Keep Your Home California assistance. We do have one program that's specifically set up to catch you up if you are behind. But outside of that one program, if you can demonstrate to us that you are in the midst of a financial hardship and you are going to fall behind if you keep going down this path, that's what we call imminent default. We can help you even in that situation.
So even before you get there, if you know it's going to happen, then you can get help.
That's exactly right. Missing payments is the first step towards foreclosure, and we don't want you to experience foreclosure. So if you lose your job and you have some savings, you know, and you're able to make it work for a couple months and you're still looking for work, and then you come to us and say, hey, you know, I still haven't found work. I'm not behind on my payments yet. The fact that you're unemployed, and I guess this is a good segue to talk about the first program, the fact that you're unemployed, we can help you. We have our Unemployment Mortgage Assistance Program, which has been the program that's been utilized the most. And what that program does is it'll pay your mortgage payments for up to 18 months while you're looking for work. It's like a bridge to help while you're trying to get back on your feet and secure long-term employment for yourself. So we can provide up to 18 months worth of payments or $54,000, whichever comes first, through that program alone. And really the only thing aside from the general eligibility criteria that you need to be able to demonstrate to us is that you qualify for benefits from EDD, that you're on unemployment.
And so you can get help if you lose your job or are underemployed?
That's right. Even that's absolutely right. Even if you're underemployed, you can get help through that program. And what that means for those that might not be familiar with the term is if you lost your job, got maybe some part-time work, but you don't have full-time work again, you could still qualify for assistance through the Unemployment Mortgage Assistance Program.
And then you also have help for people who are paying more than their home is worth?
Yeah, so that is our biggest program. It's the principal reduction program. And when I say biggest program, that's in terms of the amount of funding that we can provide to a homeowner. Each homeowner can potentially qualify for up to $100,000 from Keep Your Home California. With the principal reduction program, there's a chance that you could get that $100,000 just in that one program alone. So the limit for that program is $100,000. Homeowners that owe more than their home is worth, or homeowners that have an unaffordable monthly payment based on their income, we can reduce the outstanding balance that they owe on their mortgage. Then that gets recalculated based on the new lower amount. So if you used to owe $300,000, we reduce it by $100,000. Now you owe $200,000. Your monthly payments are recalculated based on the new lower amount. And now your monthly payments go down by typically it's somewhere between $200 to $400 a month. So it really can help people if they have unaffordable payments or if they have negative equity, which is when you owe more than your home is worth.
And what's the application process like?
Yeah, so for all of our programs, well, there's actually a couple ways you can apply, but the way most people apply is through our call center, and we have a toll-free number, which is 888-954-KEEP or 888-954-5337. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 9 to 3. And our call center is actually based in Southern California. So you're going to be talking to a real person on the other end of the line that's going to help you. When you call that number to apply, you'll get asked a few basic questions, kind of some of the stuff we've already gone over. Are you a homeowner? Do you live in California? Basic stuff. If it looks like you might be a candidate for assistance from those initial questions, you will immediately get transferred to one of our counselors to do a counseling session. What the counseling session is pretty much the application. That's where they're going to ask you questions like, what's your income? What's your monthly mortgage payment? You know, get more particulars about your situation. And that's where they'll discuss your hardship, amongst other things. Mm-hmm. At the end of that phone call, we should have a pretty good idea of whether or not you might be eligible for this assistance. And so if it looks like you are, we will send you a list of documents that you need to return to us. Now, you can do that via mail, you can do it via fax, or you can actually upload it. You get a secure link provided to you and you can upload it online. And once you've returned all the documents, your end of the deal is done. From there, when we have all the documents we need, we work directly with your servicer on your behalf. So you don't have to serve as like a middleman going back and forth between Keep Your Home California and the company you make your mortgage payments to each month. Typically, from the first phone call until funding, our turnaround time, the median processing time is about 50 days, 50, but we have seen cases move as fast as 30 days. And of course, there are some that take longer than 50. They can take 2 to 3 months. But really, the thing that slows us down the most is usually getting those documents back from the homeowner. So if you have your documents together, things can actually move pretty quickly.
So you can help it along by getting those documents together right away. You said that the help was here in Southern California, like this is where it's based out of where they qualify. You know, you're calling here, the center's here. So I just wanted to ask about the Los Angeles area. Like,
yeah.
How many homeowners have been helped by the program in
this
area?
A lot. A lot is the short answer. Overall, just to give you an idea of the scale, overall, we've provided $1.8 billion of assistance to over 75,000 households across the state. It's a great number. We're happy that we've been able to do that, but we know there's still more people out there that need help. Well, of the 5-county area, Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino, Orange, and Ventura, in that 5-county area, 37,250 households have received assistance. So that's almost half of the assistance that we've provided in the state has gone to people in those 5 counties. And it's about $917 million in assistance that we've provided to people in those 5 counties. The top 3 counties in terms of assistance received from Keep Your Home California, number 1 is Los Angeles, number 2 is Riverside, and number 3 is San Bernardino. So obviously, it was an area of the state that was hit particularly hard by the downturn. We know there was a lot of foreclosures, and obviously there's a lot of people that live there. So those factors combined, it's definitely been an important area for us and an area where we've been able to get a lot of assistance out.
That's part of when you were speaking earlier about how the local economy has helped, the economy has helped in general. And there was even an impact report done, right, for Keep Your Home California and the results.
Yeah, that's right. Earlier this year, actually, we put out an economic impact report that a professor of economics did for us. And you can find it on our website. We've given out the phone number, but probably haven't given out the website yet. If you go to thisisforreal.org, and we named it that way because a lot of times people think this isn't a real thing. No, it is. Thisisforreal.org. You go to that website, you select the county that you live in, and it'll redirect you to the page with information about your particular county. And you can see our report on the reports and statistics page, which shows that for every dollar of assistance that we've provided across the state, $2 of economic activity was preserved. And we were very pleased with those findings. We didn't know that that was what it was going to be, obviously. We asked the professor to do this study because we wanted to know what kind of impact we were having, make sure that this program was working as intended. And the way that that works, the way that you have that return on investment, it's really like a ripple effect that takes place in the local economy. So you provide assistance to a homeowner and they don't get foreclosed on. That means they don't have to leave. So that helps local businesses. You still have that customer base there. Also, it helps local government because you can still get tax revenue from the homeowners that are there. A really big way that it helps is it preserves property value, not just for that property that got foreclosed on, but also neighboring properties. Those always go down. Whenever a foreclosure happens, the property value of the surrounding area goes mm-hmm. down as well. So by avoiding those foreclosures, we're actually preserving property value. And so, yeah, you hit it right on the head that there was a significant economic impact. About $3 billion was our total economic impact when we looked at our data from 2010 through 2016. And we were very pleased to see that it is actually having the intended results that, you know, what we hoped it would happen has happened.
Those are huge results. And your neighbors are much happier when a foreclosure doesn't happen at all. When people can get help, it helps everybody. And so we are joined by Steve Gallagher, if you're tuning in. He is the public affairs director from Keep Your Home California, and they can help you. They help people with hardships, helping people hold on to that home. So we're talking about all of these great resources available through Keep Your Home California. And how long will this go on for, Steve? We've got a certain amount of time on this.
Yeah, that's the magic question, isn't it? So when we received the funding, there was an end date, and that end date is December 31st, 2020. So if we have any funding left, any of that $2.36 billion left, we do have to give it back to the federal government at that point. But we are not going to have any left by then. We are very confident that the program will wrap up well ahead of that deadline. How soon? That's I don't know. It's going to depend on how many applicants we get, how fast it goes through. It could be that we're still around, you know, for another couple years. It could be that we wrap up within a year. We are definitely past the halfway point, and that's obviously good news. We want this funding to stay here in California and go to the homeowners that need it. So what I would say to all your listeners is, if you're having any issues paying your mortgage, you don't hesitate to call. I mean, even if you don't think you're ready to apply, you can always just call and ask questions about the programs. Our representatives at the call center are happy to help, and they want to help. So just call and see if it might be an option for you.
Mm-hmm. And so if you want to learn more about Keep Your Home California, what's the website?
So the website is thisisforreal.org. And if you prefer to view it in Spanish, it's ayudaautentica.org. And then you can call our toll-free number, which is 888-954-KEEP or 888-954-5337. And I mentioned the hours earlier, but what I failed to mention was we do have a lot of our employees that are bilingual, that speak English mm-hmm. and Spanish. So you'll likely be able, if Spanish is your preferred language, you'll likely be able to get connected with somebody directly there at the call center and do your application in Spanish with them. If you speak another language, or if your first language, you know, if you're more comfortable with another language, we can also get a translation service on the line. And there's no charge for that. So really, you can do your application in whatever language you're most comfortable in.
So there's help for different languages, too. So many ways that you're helping. I love it.
One other thing I did just want to mention, I know we're going to be having to wrap up here soon, but I mentioned earlier how there's a couple ways you can apply. And I've talked so far all about the call center. We also have an in-person option available. We have partnered with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies all across the state. And there are several agencies that help in Los Angeles County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, all those surrounding areas. So if you prefer to apply for this program in person, you don't want to do it over the phone, you can go to our website and click on the link that says Meet with a Counselor. And you put in the county that you live in, and it'll tell you the different agencies that have Keep Your Home California certified counselors that could help you apply in person. So we do have a couple different options there for you. A lot of people feel more comfortable just doing it from their own home, doing it over the phone, and that's great. It is a toll-free phone call. But I also know there's others out there that prefer to sit across from the desk and talk to a real person. So you do have that available to you if you would like.
You make it easy for people, and you give them options. And so do you have any last words for us about Keep Your Home California?
We covered probably our two biggest programs, which was the Unemployment Mortgage Assistance Program and the Principal Reduction Program. So I'll just highlight our other programs at a very high level. We have our Mortgage Reinstatement Assistance Program. That's the program that's designed to catch you up if you did fall behind. We can catch you up to $54,000. We have our Transition Assistance Program. That's the program that is for people that are not going to be able to stay in their home, but they still prevent foreclosure by agreeing to a short sale or a deed in lieu of foreclosure or coming to some sort of agreement with their servicer that prevents foreclosure. You can get up to $5,000 through that program to help you with relocation costs. Mm-hmm. And then our fifth and final program is the Reverse Mortgage Assistance Pilot Program, which is a pilot program we started a couple years ago to help senior homeowners who fall behind on property-related expenses such as taxes or insurance on their homes where they have a reverse mortgage and they're in danger of losing their home as a result. We can provide up to $25,000 to catch them up on those property-related expenses and make sure they stay in their home.
So several programs. You've thought of different ways to help people, and you can find out about this at the website, and then also you can call. And do you want to give us the number one more time?
Yeah. So the toll-free number is 888-954-KEEP or 888-954-5337, or you can visit thisisforreal.org.
It's a relief to know that there is a program like this available. So thank you, Steve, for talking to us about Keep Your Home California.
Well, thank you very much again for having me. This is, you know, one of the best things we can do is coming on shows like yours and letting people know about it, because if they don't know about the assistance, they're not going to be able to apply. And that could be the difference between preventing a foreclosure or having somebody go through that process. So I really appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
Yeah, you don't want to lose what you've built, you know, what you have. And then also it helps the neighborhood. It helps the local economy, helps save jobs, all different components in here when you're saving people's homes. So this is amazing. So Steve Gallagher, Keep Your Home California.
Thank you very much.